we've had rallies around the state this past spring in support of what we're doing, in support of quality education and putting education first. We expect to go back to work this fall as the schools come back together, as parents get focused on what's missing from their schools, and we see around the state the things we were concerned about last year, reduced school years, reduced school days in terms of the amount of teaching that's being done, the elimination of lots of both extracurricular programs as well as curricular programs themselves, things like art and music, physical education, reduced staff and increased class size are all things that we are now, parents are going to be seeing as our schools open this fall, and I don't think they're going to be happy about it.
So is this all just a funding issue?
Clearly, in many of these communities, funding is the issue. We've got, in most places in our state, very fine educators. We've got good administrators. But when you're spending money because of all of the mandates that are placed on schools, the amount of money that actually ends up in the classroom gets to be insufficient to do the education. And therefore, if we aren't going to change the mandates, then at least we ought to provide enough money so that the educators can do the kind of job they need to do.
What else?
There's been teacher shortages around the state. There's been real shortages of teachers who can teach foreign languages, for example, real shortages of teachers who can deal with kids with special needs. How can we expect schools to deal with special needs kids, for example, or when we don't have the experts, the teachers that have those skills available to them?
So how do we get more of these specialized teachers? Is that something that we focus on at the university and college level?
Well, I think you got to make the jobs more enticing, quite frankly. And ultimately, it comes down to if you don't pay them, why would they want to do it?
Well, let's talk about funding then. How do you think education fared overall in the state budget?
Well, I think we fared better than the early weather reports indicated that we were, but certainly not as good as we had hoped to, not as well as we had hoped to fare. The State Board of Education, in its infinite wisdom, thought that the right amount of money for education was somewhere in the area of $700 million, $650 to $700 million of new money, and about $400 million was, in fact, added to the budget.
What about legislation? What's been beneficial for education this year? I know the governor's been signing bills for the last several weeks. One of them this week was the Kids Born Learning Kindergarten Preparation Program.
Well, that the early childhood educational legislation was something that we had that Students First Foundation had been supporting, as well as most educational institutions across the state. So, we know from all the research that we've seen that if we can deal with some of the problems and educational deficiencies of youngsters from 0 to 3 and 3 to 6, educating them in the next years, first grade through third and fourth grade, where it's critical. They learn how to read and write and have basic math skills. It's so much easier. We've got so many youngsters in the state that are coming from disadvantaged backgrounds where they aren't getting the kind of stimulation at home, or in fact have real physical and mental deficiencies by virtue of medical problems and what have you. If we can deal with the earlier we deal with them, certainly the more progress those youngsters can make, and ultimately the less costly it is to the state to deal with those problems, because the later you deal with them, the more expensive they become.